Welcome to Resonant, a science fiction podcast from StoryOmniverse.com. This story is titled, Twilight Basin Termination. Step through the pulse, and journey with us into worlds beyond. Chapter 1. Orders Under Ice. The briefing room on Ops Command Deck always smelled faintly of sterilant and cold metal, like the fort was trying to disinfect the idea of uncertainty. General Ayla Saren stood at the head of the table, hands flat on a hollow panel that showed a single line of text. WLD-093/8A1-D0B-722. Her braid was tight enough to look painful. The display behind her cycled through a sparse registry entry, a corridor stability chart, and a single flag note. Omega Black, Lay Echo detected. Omega Black Index flagged a new Lay Echo, Saren said. Not a distress pulse, not hijacked, an echo. That difference matters to auditors. Dr. Marin Kess sat to her right, expression neutral behind his neural lenses. Oversight arrives in 72 hours, he added. They will ask why we have an unconfirmed ping in the registry and why it sat without verification. Commander Elian Voss kept his shoulders squared. He did not sit. He watched Saren's mouth instead of her eyes, compensating for the hearing loss in his left ear. Confirmation takes time. You want politically safe, not scientifically clean. Saren's gaze did not move. I want both. I want you to step through, verify there is no hostile presence, and come back with a report that cannot be weaponized by rival directorates. Corporal Jace Moran Brick leaned forward, knuckles white on the table edge. So this is about them, not the world. It's about the fort, Saren replied. Fort Resonance is Earth's only access point. If auditors conclude we are reckless, they tighten the leash. If they tighten the leash, we stop learning. Nyra Dell, Drift, spoke softly without looking up from her tablet. Corridor window limits still apply. We cannot stretch time because politics want it stretched. Kess finally looked at Voss. This mission is a test of discipline as much as science. If TRU-1 can execute a clean verification under pressure, it strengthens our position. If you hesitate, they will call it weakness. Voss exhaled through his nose, measured. You're asking for speed and certainty in a system that punishes both when pushed. Saren's voice sharpened. I'm asking for professional restraint. You will not chase ghosts. You will not improvise new pulse behavior. You will observe, verify, return. Brick glanced at Voss, searching his face for the decision. Oracle Dr. Sarah Lynn sat with her leather-bound sketchbook closed, fingers resting on the cover like it might bite. Her eyes kept flicking to the registry line, as if the world ID were a name she should recognize. Voss nodded once. TRU-1 accepts. Saren's posture eased a fraction. Not kindness, just calculation. Good. Patchwire is already prepping the dual pulse injection. Bring me an answer that survives a courtroom. As they stood, Kess added, almost conversational. And Gravestone, you terminate. The safest mission is the one that ends before it becomes a story. Voss met his eyes. Understood. Brick muttered as they filed out. We're already in a story. Oracle answered him quietly. Just not one we understand yet. Chapter 2. Dual pulse entry and the first wrong note. The resonant convergence chamber vibrated with a low hum that settled into bone. Milo Renner, Patchwire, paced between consoles like the machines were misbehaving pets. The chamber's rails glowed faintly cyan, and the floor plates carried the familiar, disciplined pulse of Fort Resonance's infrastructure, controlled, repeatable, and never forgiving. Primary loaded, harmonic loaded, Renner said, tapping his headset. 17 hertz, plus or minus the usual. Don't look at me like that, Drift. I can feel when it's clean. Nyra stood at the diagnostic rail, eyes on the phase variance graph. Feeling is not a metric. Renner grinned without humor. It is when the metric lies. On the chamber floor, golden cyan filaments began to rise, braiding into an oval corridor that warped the air around it. The 432 hertz chime sounded like a bell inside a sealed helmet, a tone that always made Voss think of doors closing behind him. Voss checked his team by habit. Brick's jaw set too hard. Oracle's hands, still on her sketchbook. Drift's gaze fixed on numbers, as if numbers could keep them safe. Status. Renner's fingers danced. Echo lock trending stable. 90 seconds, and you're walking. Naira's tablet chirped, a small sharp sound in the chamber's larger hum. She leaned closer. Hold. There's a jitter in harmonic phase. Renner's grin vanished. Where? Naira pointed. There. Brief. Under 8 milliseconds, but it shouldn't be there at all. Not on a first lock. It looks like clock drift between the harmonic injector and the corridor's feedback loop. Kess's voice came through Ops audio, filtered and calm. Navigator Dell, is the corridor viable? Naira hesitated. Voss saw it, the moment where procedure and instinct argued in her eyes. Viable, she said. But I'm logging the jitter under protest. If we see interface desynchronization on the far side, we treat it as instrumentation latency until proven otherwise. Saren's voice cut in, colder. Log it. Move. Renner lifted a hand as if swearing an oath. I'll buy you a drink if this is nothing. Naira did not smile. You will buy me a drink if it is something, too. Voss stepped to the corridor's edge. The air tasted faintly of ozone and cold stone. Brick checked his harness straps twice, then looked at Voss like he wanted permission to be afraid. Oracle touched the sketchbook at her hip. If the jitter is a signature, it may repeat on the far side. Then we note it, and we leave, Voss said. No heroics. They went through in a tight file. The corridor's interior was a tunnel of light and pressure, a sense of forward motion without wind. For a heartbeat, Voss felt as if he was stepping into a place he had dreamed. And then the world resolved. WLD-093 greeted them with perpetual sunset, a copper sky smeared with fog. Temperate grassland rolled away in long waves of resilient green. The air was breathable, cool with salt, and the light never fully dimmed. Drift's boots sank slightly into damp soil. Standard gravity, atmosphere within Earth norms, no immediate toxins, logging baseline. Brick lifted his visor, squinting at the horizon. Looks like a brochure. Set the mobile base module, Voss ordered. Near the lakes, comm mast up, beacons ready, first 10 minutes are procedure, not wonder. They worked fast. The base module unfolded with practice snaps. Oracle anchored one corner, while Brick hammered stakes, breath audible. Drift raised the wind-rated comm mast into the fog, its beacon light slicing a narrow cone. Renner's voice crackled over the link. Telemetry steady, you're green. Naira stared at her tablet a moment longer than necessary. Jitter did not follow through, she murmured. Or it's buried in our timing stack where it won't show until it matters. Oracle heard her anyway. Or it did, and we cannot see how. Voss looked at the endless sunset. We're not here to interpret poetry, we're here to confirm safety. Brick wiped salt moisture from his rifle casing with a corrosion wipe. Then let's confirm fast. In the fog, something in the grass moved. Not a predator, just wind, but it made Brick's shoulders tense. Voss noticed. Stay close. We do this clean. Chapter 3. Split team, same sunset. The basin's visibility was a lie. The grassland offered long sightlines, but the fog turned distance into a soft wall, and the perpetual twilight made time feel thick. Even the sun's position refused to help, fixed low as if the world had paused mid-evening and forgotten to resume. Voss stood beside the rover, helmet under one arm, map overlay projected from Drift's tablet onto the rover hood. We split, he said. Mirrored pairs, same sweeps, same intervals, no improvisation. Every deviation gets a timestamp and a reason. Brick swung his pack into place. Rover team gets the fun stuff. Oracle adjusted the strap of her microbial sampler kit. Fun is not our metric either, Corporal. Brick flashed her a grin that did not reach his eyes. Just keeping the sunset from eating me. Drift drew two lines on the overlay. Basalt spires are east, 20 clicks. Living crust fissures are west, closer to the lake chain. Magnetic drift near equator bands. Keep your nav recalibrators live, and cross-check against beacon line of sight. Voss pointed at the comm mast icon. Fog penetrating beacons every 5 kilometers, If the magnetic poles decide to dance, we come home by light, not by faith. Call out each placement, say the numbers. Oracle's gaze flicked to drift. And if we hear spoken language events? Record only, Voss said. No engagement protocols unless it's direct contact. No settlements detected. But this is lay entangled. Treat the empty like it might be watching, and treat your own mind like it might be filling gaps. Brick climbed into the rover passenger seat and thumped the dashboard. All right, beast. Don't embarrass me. Voss took the driver's seat. The rover's armored plating clicked as it sealed. He ran the standard checklist aloud, partly for Brick, partly for himself. Cabin seal, green. External comm, green. Beacon inventory, full. Static field mapper, standby. Over comms, Oracle's voice came through crisp. Oracle and Drift departing on foot. Baseline atmosphere sweep, starting now. Conductivity kit secured. Audio unit armed. Drift answered, copy. Baseline sweep mirrored. Fog beacon 1 planted, heading west by beacon line. Voss pulled the rover forward, grass bending under the tires. Brick, run identical sensor suite. Atmosphere, particulate, biosignatures. Narrate. Brick held the sensor wand out the window like a divining rod. O2 stable, nitrogen stable, humidity high, no low oxygen pockets. If this place wants to kill us, it's being polite. Voss's eyes tracked the horizon. Porous basalt spires rose ahead like broken teeth, dark against copper fog. Polite is not safe. On the other channel, Drift's voice was quieter, breath controlled. Living crust fissures in sight. Surface shows fake pulsing, microbial discharge likely. Pressure-sensitive sandals engaged, stepping light. The pulses are weak, but rhythmic. Like a heartbeat that never learned what it belonged to. Drift paused. Do not anthropomorphize the ground. Oracle laughed once, small. Noted. Logging. Rhythmic pressure response. Periodicity approximately 2 seconds. Brick planted a beacon stake when Voss stopped the rover. He narrated as Voss had trained him. Beacon 2. Coordinates logged. Fog intensity moderate. Sunset still stuck. Visual out spires at 200 meters. Voss watched him. Keep doing that. Out loud. Brick looked up, surprised. Why? Because it keeps you here, Voss said simply. Present tense, task by task. Brick swallowed, then nodded. Yeah. Okay. Beacon light active. At the fissures, Oracle crouched and lowered a sampler into a hairline crack. A faint static pop tickled her glove. Conductivity higher than expected, she said. No heat spike, no gas release. Drift checked her wristband. Log it. We are not here to feel. We are here to measure. Oracle's eyes lifted to the fog beyond the fissure field. Sometimes measurement is just feeling with numbers. Drift's response came after a beat. Sometimes feeling is a trap. Both pairs moved under the same endless sunset, separated by kilometers, tethered by procedure, and a corridor timer that did not care about human nerves. Chapter 4. The Basin Looks Back. The basalt spires were cooler up close, their porous channels whistling softly as fog-laden breeze threaded through. Voss parked the rover in their shadow and stepped out, boots crunching on scattered basalt chips. He scanned for movement, for tracks, for anything that would justify Saren's demand for a clean category. Brick followed, then froze so hard Voss heard his suit fabric tighten. Voss turned. What? Brick's eyes were wide, unfocused, as if he was staring at something behind the stone. I already died here. The words came out flat, not dramatic. That frightened Voss more than panic would have. Brick's hands moved to his suit seals, checking the collar ring, the wrist locks, the chest clasp. Then he patted the sidearm on his thigh, like it could reassure him. Voss stepped closer, voice low. Brick. Look at me. Brick's gaze snapped to Voss's scar, then to his eyes. I can see it. Like a memory. Me on the ground. Sky like this. No sound. Like the world forgot I was there. Voss kept his tone even, the way he'd learned to speak to soldiers who were slipping sideways. That is not data. That is distress. You're alive. You're breathing. Your suit telemetry is green. Count with me. Brick's jaw worked. I don't want to count. I want it to stop. Then we do it anyway, Voss said. He raised two fingers. In for four, hold for four, out for six, you match me. Brick hesitated, then matched him. The basalt whistles seemed to sync with their breath, but Voss refused to let that become meaning. He watched Brick's pupils, his posture, the way his hands kept searching for a latch to undo. Again, Voss ordered. Brick's shoulders dropped a fraction. Again, he echoed, voice rough. On the other channel, Oracle's voice came in, suddenly taut. Voss, we have an audio event. Drift answered before Voss could. Describe. Oracle's breath hitched. It was a phrase, spoken, clear as a person standing beside me, but it was in no known language. It didn't come through the comm first. It came through the air. Brick's eyes flicked toward Voss's comm unit, as if the words might crawl out of it. Oracle continued, quieter now. And I understood it. Drift's voice sharpened. You cannot understand a language you do not know. I know, Oracle said, but it felt understandable, like intent pressed into sound, like my brain filled in the meaning before I could stop it. Drift's boots scuffed on something, audible through her mic. Mark coordinates, do not pursue, record only. Oracle said, already marked. Drift, did you hear it too? A pause, too long. Drift finally replied, clipped. I heard nothing. Oracle's tone softened. But you felt something. Drift's silence was an answer. When she spoke again, it was to the ground, not to Oracle. Microbial discharge spiking. My hands feel wrong in the gloves, like the timing of touch is off. Oracle turned her head, as if listening for a second voice. The phrase came again, same cadence, like it's waiting for me to notice. Voss cut in, steady. Oracle, do not engage. Record and withdraw 10 meters. Drift, if your tactile perception is altered, log it, and step back. Treat it as sensory mismatch until proven otherwise. Oracle obeyed, but her voice trembled with restraint. It's hard not to answer, when it feels like it already knows what I will ask. At the spires, Brick swallowed and forced a laugh that cracked. So the ground talks, and I'm dead. Great mission. Voss put a hand on Brick's shoulder, firm through the suit. Momentary. We treat it as momentary, until proven otherwise. You are not alone in your helmet. Brick looked at him, pleading for certainty. Voss could not give it. He could only give structure. Back in the rover, Voss said, we keep moving. Motion is real. Tasks are real. Brick nodded too quickly. Motion is real, he repeated, like a prayer he did not believe. Behind them, the basalt spires kept whistling, indifferent and perfectly timed, to the endless sunset. Chapter 5. Misdirection by Calibration. Drift knelt beside a low ridge where the grass thinned and the soil showed faint, dark veins. Her dynamic magnetic mapping tool flickered between headings, numbers jumping in a way that made her jaw tighten. She forced herself to slow down, to do the steps in order, because rushing was how mistakes became myths. Pole drift is worse than forecast, she muttered, more to herself than to Oracle. Inversion zone shear, fine. We compensate, cross-check against beacon azimuth. Oracle stood a few steps back, sketchbook open, pencil poised but not touching paper. The phrase is repeating at intervals, she said. Not random. Like a beacon. Drift's fingers moved fast over her arc interface. It is not a beacon. It is an artifact of our perception under twilight and fog, or an audio illusion triggered by stress and the corridor jitter. Oracle's eyes stayed on the fissure field, where the living crust pulsed faintly under pressure. You did not hear it. I heard nothing, Drift said. And this time the words had an edge. Which means if it exists it is not acoustic, or it is selective, or it's being introduced by your recorder chain. Oracle's mouth tightened. Selective implies intent. Or it implies you're primed, Drift shot back. We came in under a harmonic jitter. You logged it. That is enough to bias interpretation. The mind hates uncertainty. It will manufacture a handle. drift initiated a field recalibration, compensating for magnetic drift and syncing her tool's clock against the comm mast timestamp. The tool's screen briefly went blank, then repopulated with a status banner. Echo lock stable. Oracle leaned forward. That's the same language as the gate diagnostics. Drift frowned. It should not be reporting echo lock at all. We are not injecting pulses. This is a field nav recalibration. That banner is an interface artifact, not a change in the lay web. Her wristband beeped with contradictory data. Heading unstable, magnetic variance high, but the arc insisting stability. Drift's stomach tightened, not fear of the world, but fear of what people would claim the world had done. Oracle's voice rose, excitement and fear braided together. It's guiding us. External intelligence. The Shiari are known to mirror intent. Drift snapped her gaze up. Do not invoke species hypotheses without evidence. We have no contact indicators, no structures, no emissions beyond baseline. Oracle's pencil finally touched paper, drawing a tight spiral. Evidence is the contradiction. The system is telling us something it cannot know, unless something else is speaking through it. Drift's jaw clenched. Or unless the earlier jitter left residue in our interface logic. A clock desync. A buffer misread. We fix artifacts, we do not worship them. Oracle stepped closer, lowering her voice. Naira, you felt something in your hands. That was not code. Drift's hands hovered over the reset command. They trembled, just once, a small betrayal of her stoicism. My hands are irrelevant. They are not, Oracle said. You are not a machine. Drift pressed the hard reset. The arc buzzed, then went silent. The false banner vanished. Her mapping tool restarted with a clean baseline and a fresh timestamp sync. Drift exhaled slowly. Reset complete. We proceed by instrument consensus only. Any further banners get photographed, logged, and treated as UI fault. Oracle stared at her spiral sketch, then at the fissures. You're afraid that if it is real, it will make demands. Drift stood, voice tight. I'm afraid that if we pretend it is real, we will create demands. On ourselves, on Fort Resonance, on politics. Auditors love a mystery they can punish. Oracle closed her sketchbook with a soft thud. Sometimes procedure is the only thing between us and belief. Drift met her eyes. And sometimes belief is the only thing between us and panic. Choose carefully. On comms, Voss's voice broke in. Status report. Both pairs. Drift answered immediately. Navigator recalibration complete. Magnetic drift compensated. One false echo lock banner observed. Resolved by hard reset. Logging with screenshots and clock sync notes now. Oracle added quieter. Audio phrase persists. Recorded. No source identified. No direct contact. Voss paused a beat. Copy. Maintain discipline. Treat timing anomalies as recorder latency until we can compare against mass time. In the grass, the living crust pulsed under their boots like it was listening to the argument. Chapter 6. Command pressure bleeds through the link. Ops command came through the comm mast with a clarity that felt invasive, as if Fort Resonance had reached a hand into the basin and tightened its grip. The channel carried more than voices. It carried deadlines, funding, and the unspoken threat of being replaced. TRU-1, this is Ops, the duty officer said. General Saren requires a definitive threat assessment. Reminder, oversight auditors are on site within 3 days. Any ambiguity will be used by rival directorates to restrict future pulses. Voss stood beside the rover, looking at Brick's hands, as the corporal cleaned basalt dust from a sensor lens with unnecessary force. Brick's movements were too precise, like he was trying to sand down his own nerves. Copy, Ops, Voss said. Saren's voice replaced the officer's, crisp and controlled. Gravestone, I need a clean answer. Hostile presence, yes or no. Persistent anomaly, yes or no. You have hours, not days. Voss felt the words like a leash, exactly as Kes had warned. He kept his voice steady. Ma'am, we have momentary psychological distress events and one in-field interface miscalibration artifact. No direct contact. No structural threats observed. Momentary distress is not a category auditors respect, Saren said. They will ask if the world is safe for future operations. Vaz looked out at the grassland, the fog, the spires that whistled like breath through teeth. Safe was a word that wanted to be a promise, and promises were how people died. We will execute verification steps, Vaz said. Concrete, repeatable. We will not expand scope. Kes's voice joined, softer. List them. Vaz turned slightly so Brick could hear him clearly, because Brick needed the same thing Saren did, a sequence. Soil conductivity grids over the living crust fissures. Rover-mounted static field mapping over plasma-charged rock beds. Audio capture of all spoken language events for later parsing. Baseline atmosphere and hydrology logged. Then we reconverge at the lake hotspot and compare timestamps against mass time. Brick nodded, relieved by tasks. Give me a grid, and I'm fine. Oracle's voice came in from the west. Conductivity grids will disturb the crust. Minimal pressure only. Vaz answered. Minimal pressure. Use pressure-sensitive sandals. Drift leads. No digging, no drilling. Drift's reply was immediate. Understood. Grid spacing 1 meter. Contact time under 2 seconds per point. Saren was not satisfied. And if you find evidence of external intelligence? Vaz chose his words carefully. We record, we do not engage beyond protocol, we do not provoke, we do not interpret in field. There was a short silence, then Saren said, good, I don't need a diplomatic incident, I need a report. When the channel cleared, Brick let out a breath. Auditors. Always auditors. Motioning Brick to the passenger seat. They are the weather back home. You cannot shoot them, you plan around them. Brick strapped in, then glanced at Vaz. You ever think about just refusing? Vaz started the rover, the engine's vibration grounding. Refusing gets you replaced by someone who will say yes and mean it less. Brick's mouth tightened. So we say yes and mean it more. That's the job, Vaz said. On the other channel, Oracle spoke to Drift as they laid out small conductive markers in a measured grid. If the phrase mirrors us, it might respond to the grid pattern. Drift's voice was clipped, but not unkind. Then we will have data. If it does nothing, we also have data. Either way, we do not feed it a story. Oracle pressed a marker into the soil carefully. Observation without understanding. Drift paused. That may be the only honest kind. The rover rolled toward a band of darker stone, where the plasma-charged rock beds were likely to interfere. Vaz watched the static field mapper's baseline climb, and forced himself to narrate internally. Numbers, not omens. Brick swallowed. If I get that dead feeling again, Vaz cut him off gently. You tell me immediately. You do not hide it. You do not apologize for it. Brick nodded once. Yes, sir. The twilight did not change, but the quiet in their helmets did. Chapter 7. Mirrored distress, mirrored care. The basin soundscape thinned, until even the grass seemed to stop rustling. The rover's tires made almost no noise, as if the ground absorbed it. Brick's breathing grew louder in Voss's right ear, a metronome that kept threatening to speed up. Brick, Voss said, keeping his eyes on the static field map. Talk. Brick's laugh was strained. About what? About what you're doing, Voss replied. Plant beacon stakes, measured intervals, narrate each action aloud. If your mind wants to leave, you give it a job here. Brick opened the rover door too fast, then stopped himself, forcing slower movement. He stepped out and drove a beacon stake into the soil with a mallet. Beacon 5, he said. Interval 5 kilometers from mast. Coordinates logged. Fog beacon active. Battery reads 98%. Voss watched him through the windshield, counting the seconds between Brick's breaths. Next. Brick moved 10 meters, measured by his wristband, and planted another stake. Marker A, distance 10 meters. I am here, I am not dead. The last sentence came out raw, like it had scraped him on the way out. Voss keyed the comm. You're doing fine. Keep it procedural. Keep it boring. Brick's voice cracked. It's like the quiet is waiting for me to stop moving. Then you don't stop, Voss said. You keep speaking. You keep doing. If you need to sit, you sit where I can see you, and you keep counting. On the west side, Drift's hands hovered over her tablet, as she updated the resonance plot from their conductivity grid. Her fingers trembled, small and involuntary. Oracle noticed immediately, the way she noticed everything that didn't fit a chart. "You're shaking," Oracle said. Drift tried to curl her hands into fists. "It's nothing. Cold. Adrenaline." Oracle crouched and scraped a patch of dirt clear with her glove. "Then make it something we can see. Sketch what you felt. The rhythm. Put it outside you." Drift stared at her. "I felt nothing." Oracle's voice stayed soft, refusing the lie without calling it one. "You felt something in your hands earlier, like pressure, like wrongness, like timing. Put it down. If it's nothing, it will look like nothing." Drift's throat worked. She knelt, took Oracle's pencil, and drew a sequence of short lines and dots, not quite letters, not quite numbers. The pattern repeated, then broke, then repeated again. She hated how relieved she felt, as soon as it existed somewhere other than her nerves. Oracle leaned in, eyes intent. "That's it?" Drift nodded once, jaw tight. "It's like a cadence, not sound, not touch, a timing mismatch. Like my gloves were half a beat late." Oracle traced the pattern with a fingertip, careful not to smudge it. "A rhythm, without a source." Drift's breath steadied, as the pattern sat in dirt, harmless and ugly. "Now it's just dirt," she said, as if that made it safe. Oracle smiled faintly. Drift looked up at the copper fog. "We are in a place that makes the mind look for meaning." Oracle closed her eyes for a second, and a fort that punishes us when we admit we found it. On comms, Voss's voice came through, controlled but edged. "Status check." Oracle answered, "Conductivity grid complete. No aggressive response. Drift's plot updated. Microbial discharge within expected variance." Drift added flat. "Hands steady. Continuing." Voss did not comment on the lie or the effort behind it. "Copy. Brick is stable. We reconverge at the lake hotspot in 40 minutes. Maintain beacon line." Brick's voice cut in, too loud. "I'm stable. Beacon 6 planted. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive." Voss keyed back immediately. "Good. Keep going. Say it once per stake, not all at once. Pace it." Brick planted another stake, slower now, and narrated like it was a rope across a gap. The basin stayed quiet, but the team's voices filled it, small human noises, insisting on the present. Chapter 8. The Node Under the Lake. They converged at the lakeshore where the grass gave way to damp sand and low reeds. The water was shallow and dark, reflecting the perpetual sunset in a bruised strip of copper. Fog drifted across the surface in slow sheets, and the air smelled faintly of minerals, like wet stone. Drift's tablet showed overlapping instrument hotspots, a tight cluster of readings that made her lips press into a line. "This is it," she said. "Subsurface lay anchor signature. Latency spikes align with the lake center. Not a corridor, not a gate, a local node, weak but coherent." Voss nodded. "Deploy the inflatable survey raft. Latency monitor and portable resonance repeater go out over the water. Minimal disturbance." Brick unpacked the raft with brisk, almost aggressive efficiency. "On it. Anything to keep my hands busy." Oracle helped, smoothing the raft's seams. "If it's an anchor point, it should behave normally. Weak but persistent, like a reference tone." Brick snorted. "Normal is a strong word." Drift shot him a look. "Normal is a measurable word." They pushed the raft into the water. It slid out with barely a ripple. Voss clipped the latency monitor to the raft's center mount, while Drift secured the portable resonance repeater, its casing matte and sealed against rain. She tapped the label plate as if to make the point explicit. "Repeater is passive," Drift said, "for the log as much as for the team. Standard field kit. It does not inject pulses, does not strengthen corridors, does not alter anchors. It only relays timing and signal integrity back to the mast for cleaner measurement." Oracle held the audio capture unit, mic pointed outward. "If the phrase returns, we'll have clean timing against mast time and the repeater relay. We can separate recorder latency from environment." Brick waded in up to his knees, boots sucking at mud. He shivered. "Water's cold." Voss kept his voice steady. You're fine. Step back to shore when the tether is set. Drift watched the monitor's numbers tick. Latency within expected range for a local node. No surge, no corridor behavior, just stabilization. The node is not reacting to our presence. Oracle's gaze fixed on the fog over the raft. It feels like a throat clearing. Brick looked at her sharply. Don't say that. Oracle blinked as if startled by her own words. Sorry. Observation without understanding. The audio unit clicked. A phrase came through, clear and human in shape, but not in language. It sounded like someone speaking from inside a shell, consonants softened by water and distance. Oracle froze. There. Drift's eyes snapped to the waveform display. Timestamp logged, comparing against mass time now. Voss lifted his head. Was that before or after you spoke? Oracle swallowed. I didn't speak. Brick's voice was small. I was thinking. Does it count if I was thinking? The audio unit clicked again. The same phrase, same cadence, but the waveform showed it arriving a fraction of a second before Brick's last words on the comm channel. Drift's comparison overlay flagged a mismatch. Not prophecy, but desynchronization between local capture and comm timestamp. Drift's face tightened. We have a timing inversion between channels. Most likely buffer and clock drift under local node interference. Not pre-knowledge, not new pulse behavior, a measurement artifact that feels like anticipation. Oracle's hands trembled around the recorder. It still feels like it's answering questions we haven't asked yet. Voss stared at the water. Or it's repeating a loop that just happens to align with us. Either way, we do not assign intent. Brick backed out of the lake, breathing fast. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Voss put a hand on Brick's shoulder again, anchoring him. We're not here to like it. We're here to log it. You're doing the right thing by saying it out loud. Drift's voice softened, almost reluctantly. Reading suggests the anchor is behaving normally. No structural change, no residue, no escalation. Oracle looked at her. And yet, Drift did not deny it. And yet the audio is wrong, wrong in a way that targets the mind. The raft drifted slightly, tetherline taut. The repeater's indicator light blinked steady, indifferent. The lake held its copper reflection, like a secret it had no reason to share. Chapter 9. The clean answer that feels like loss. Oracle stood at the shoreline with the audio unit and a small protocol card in her gloved hand. She looked at Voss for permission, and he saw the hunger in her face. Not for danger, but for comprehension. It was the same hunger that made people stay too long in places that didn't care if they lived. Structured call and response, Oracle said. Minimal. No escalation. If it's mirroring, we can test timing and content. One controlled interaction. Drift's posture stiffened. We already tested timing. We have enough to classify this as an interface and perception hazard. Oracle persisted. We tested coincidence and clock drift. This tests whether the phrase changes with prompts, whether it tracks us. Brick crossed his arms trying to look tough while his fingers picked at a seam in his sleeve. If it makes the dead feeling come back, I vote no. Voss waited. Saren wanted certainty. Auditors wanted categories. His team wanted relief. He also knew that refusing Oracle outright would turn her curiosity into a private obsession, and private obsessions were harder to manage than supervised ones. One round, Voss said, then we stop, no matter what. We do not chase, we do not interpret in field, we do not add equipment, we do not extend time. Oracle nodded, visibly grateful. She faced the lake and spoke clearly, voice steady enough to be professional. We are TRU-1. Do you understand us? Silence. Then the audio unit clicked. The phrase returned, but not as a direct reply. It came as a shape of calm, a pressure drop in the chest, the softening of the Brick's shoulders. Oracle's eyes widened, as if she could feel meaning without words, and that frightened her more than fear would have. She tried again. Are you a threat? The reply arrived the same way. Not informative, not actionable. Just a sense of being met, like a hand held up in a gesture she could not name. Brick's breathing slowed, Drift's trembling stopped, as if her nervous system had been given permission to settle. Brick frowned, confused by his own relief. "Why do I feel better?" Oracle whispered. "Because it wants us to." Drift's gaze stayed on the data. "Or because our brains are relieved to pattern match anything at all. Relief is not evidence, it's a symptom." Oracle's voice tightened. "It's not giving us facts, it's giving us closure." Voss felt something twist in him at that word. Closure was supposed to come after understanding, not instead of it. He watched Brick, watched Drift, watched Oracle's face soften, like she'd been forgiven by something she couldn't name. Drift stepped closer to Voss, speaking low so only he would hear. "This is consistent with a harmless lay-entangled mirroring effect plus timing desync. It is not a corridor change. It is not intelligence in the way Saren will imagine. But it is a psychological hazard because it feels personal." Oracle heard anyway. "You're calling it harmless because it doesn't fit your procedure." Drift met her eyes. "I'm calling it non-hostile because it does not alter the anchor's behavior. There is no lockout, no surge, no pursuit, no structural response. But it still manipulates perception. That is enough to terminate." Oracle's jaw trembled. "It feels like someone else's memory, like we're stepping into a loop that belonged to something we cannot see." Voss raised a hand. "Enough. We have what we came for. Audio logs, latency data, conductivity grids, static field maps. The answer is clean enough to protect the fort and honest enough to protect us." Oracle's voice was small. "Clean answers can still be wrong." Voss looked at the lake, then at his team. "We do not probe further. We do not chase what we cannot define. Not with auditors circling and a corridor timer behind us." Brick nodded quickly, relief overriding curiosity. "Thank you." Drift's shoulders eased, but her eyes stayed haunted by the false banner she had reset away. "Terminating here is the safest move." Oracle closed her protocol card slowly. "It feels like loss." Voss answered, "Honest, it is. But it's the kind we survive. We leave before it teaches us to need it." The lake remained calm, the raft's tether line humming faintly with tension. And the copper twilight held steady, as if the world had no interest in changing for them. Chapter 10. All systems normal. Mission terminated for caution. They collapsed the field setup with the efficiency of people who wanted the world behind them, without admitting it. Every item came back with a timestamp, a checksum, and a quiet relief that nothing had to be left as an offering. Brick pulled beacon stakes from the grassland, counting under his breath. Beacon 6 retrieved. Beacon 5 retrieved. Marker A retrieved. Each item returned to its case like a piece of himself being reassembled. When his hands shook, he tightened his grip and kept counting anyway. Oracle packed the microbial sampler kit carefully, sealing vials of living crust residue. "Sample secured," she said, voice controlled. Her sketchbook was tucked away, but Voss had seen the rhythm in dirt and knew it would follow her anyway, not as a message, but as an unanswered itch. Drift folded the comm mast and wiped salt film from its joints with practice strokes. Mast down, fog beacons recovered. Latency monitor stowed, repeater powered off and sealed. No residual surge, no evidence of anchor modification. All deployed hardware accounted for. Voss did a final sweep of the mobile base module, checking for anything left behind that could become a story in someone else's hands. "Move to corridor point," he ordered. "Tight file, comms disciplined, no post-mission speculation on open channel." The return pulse engaged through their shards without drama. The corridor opened clean, golden cyan filaments braiding into a stable oval. Nyra's earlier jitter did not reappear, which somehow made it worse, like an apology that never came. As they stepped through, Brick paused at the threshold and looked back at the endless sunset. "It's going to keep doing that," he said, "forever." Oracle stood beside him. "Yes, and it won't care if we understand." Voss placed a hand between their shoulders. Gentle pressure. "Move." Fort Resonance's cold air hit them like a wall. Decontamination lights washed over their suits. Ops personnel watched behind glass, faces tight with the hunger for simple categories. The fort's pulse infrastructure thrummed beneath the floor, steady and indifferent, reminding Voss that Earth's only gateway did not tolerate romance. General Saren met them on the chamber floor, flanked by Kes. "Report," she demanded. Voss handed over the dataslate. WLD-093 shows baseline environmental stability. Temperate grassland, breathable atmosphere, standard gravity, freshwater lakes. No settlements detected, no persistent hostile presence, no changes to local anchor behavior observed. Saren's eyes flicked to Drift, and the anomaly. Drift spoke with careful precision. Momentary psychological distress in two team members, managed in-field with procedure and support. One pulse-related interface miscalibration artifact observed in-field, a false echo lock stable, banner contradicting instruments, resolved by hard reset and documented with screenshots. Audio captures include a repeated spoken phrase with timing desynchronization consistent with local node interference, recorder buffering, and clock drift. No evidence of precognition, no new layweb mechanics, and no corridor behavior. No residue, no anchor modification, all equipment recovered. Saren's jaw worked. She wanted certainty, and got caution wearing the lab coat. "All systems normal," she said finally, as if the words were a stamp. "Mission terminated for caution." Kes's lenses flashed faint blue as he scanned the slate. "The miscalibration event will be flagged for internal review. Patchwire will hate that." Renner's voice came from somewhere behind, indignant even at a distance. "I already hate it." Saren ignored him. "This summary will satisfy auditors," she said. "But understand me, Gravestone. If ambiguity grows, they will use it." Voss met her stare. "Then we chose the only thing we could control. We kept the team intact." Saren's expression softened by a millimeter. Not warmth, but respect for restraint. "Debrief in medical and softwake, then stand down." Later, in the corridor outside isolation, Brick caught Voss's sleeve. "Sir," he said quietly, "thanks for not making me prove I was fine." Voss held his gaze. "You didn't need to prove it. You needed to get home." Oracle joined them, voice low. "We left without answers." Voss nodded. "We left with each other. That's closure enough." Drift stood a step apart, hands finally still. "And if the auditors ask what it was?" Voss answered, watching the fort's cyan emergency strips pulse softly. "We tell the truth in parallel, the way it happened. Brick had the death memory, and we grounded him with tasks. Drift had the timing tremor, and Oracle helped her externalize it. Oracle heard meaning and we limited engagement. I kept us inside procedure. We observed. We did not fully understand. We terminated for caution." No one argued. In Fort Resonance, that counted as peace. You've been listening to Resonant, part of StoryOmniverse.com. The pulse fades for now, but another world awaits discovery.